Another building under construction in Manhattan. And yet another property owned by Chinese investors. Just a few blocks from New York's iconic Times Square, Seven Bryant Park's 30-story concave glass design cuts a distinct figure. Costing the Bank of China in the region of $600 million, economics professor Anne Lee says they're not the only ones paying huge prices for prestigious properties.
The Chinese, because they don't know any better, are kind of paying top dollar for the name, the brand name, and the status of owning certain properties. Whether or not that makes any economic sense, is besides the point for them right now.
Spending billions of dollars on properties like the General Motors building and the Waldorf Astoria in recent years has literally put Chinese investors on the map. And while China is not new to the US property market, 2015 is already a record year when it comes to spending, with some estimates putting investment up at $4.3 billion, smashing last year's total of $3.3 billion. And analytics director at Real Capital Analytics, Yi Wong, says poor real estate returns in China, regulation easing, and a desire to diversify portfolios are why many Chinese investors are sending their money overseas, with New York seen as a safe destination.
The fundamentals of the market is very strong. The occupancy is very high, vacancy is very low, and there's very good rent growth perspective for investors.
And while there's a range of Chinese investors, Wong says this current boom is being driven by insurance companies.
Those insurance companies are very well funded, and they are interested in diversifying their portfolio. So this is why insurance companies become very popular for putting U.S. as a destination.
But with market volatility in China, combined with a devaluating currency, questions linger over whether this growth can be sustained. And with this devaluation, suddenly U.S. properties become more expensive. But while analysts think this could hurt investment in the short term, many argue the stability of the U.S. dollar will keep New York as an attractive destination for the foreseeable future. For CRI, I'm William Denslow in New York.